Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be a mixture of clouds and sun today with a chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms, high around 78. A woman was killed after being struck by a semi-truck along a Racine County highway early this morning while chasing a dog. This happened around 3 o'clock along Highway 11, where first arriving sheriff's deputies found the victim with very shallow breathing and immediately started life-saving efforts. Union Grove Yorkville Rescue Squad members then took over. They had to take the victim to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center with major head trauma because Flight for Life was grounded by storms in the area. The 43-year-old woman later died, reports indicating she had exited her pickup truck to retrieve her dog, which had gotten loose. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team brought in for the investigation, a news release saying at this time, it appears this is an unfortunate accident. No holiday weekend for Kenosha County law enforcement. The discovery of two bodies on separate days in different locations. First, in the town of Wheatland, a man's body was discovered in the water near the shore of Lily Lake. Sheriff's Department says the victim appeared to be a 49-year-old man reported missing last week. An autopsy was ordered. Same thing with the discovery of a man's body Monday morning along the Pike Creek, not far from Lake Michigan, and across the road from Carthage College. A press release from Kenosha Police only saying the victim was middle-aged, though it's believed they know the identity. Based on past incidents all around the country, the Kenosha Unified School District over the summer is going to be installing barricade kits for classrooms to help staff and students keep intruders out, replacing the old policy of school-wide lockdown with no additional options. Facilities Director Pat Finnemore telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that it's all part of the ALICE program. That's Alert, Lockdown, Information, Counter, Evacuate, noting that one science teacher had some concerns during a recent training session.
Came up by me while one of the other presenters was talking and said, I have no idea what I would use in my classroom as a barricade. And I said, well, you're going to get a chance to test that out here, you know, a little bit later. And he was all kind of nervous about it.
Fenimore adding the training eased the concerns of that teacher and the rest of the staff.
His group in the second simulation where we allow them to barricade their room, they barricaded their room and the police officer couldn't get in. So with very little forewarning, a lot of people came up with some very successful ways of barricading the doors of their rooms.
Over the summer months, curriculum writers will be developing age-appropriate ALICE lessons for the different grade levels and with some additional staff training as well. Racine's annual Memorial Day parade from Washington Avenue and West Boulevard to a ceremony at Graceland Cemetery had Racine County Veteran Services Officer Brad Bailing speaking of so many veterans who are still needing help with many different issues, but they're not reaching out for it.
The war did not stay over there for some people. It followed them home, and they are still fighting it today. If you or someone you know is still struggling with their experiences, encourage them to get help. And if you are one of the thousands out there struggling with this, it's not too late. I say that again. It is not too late. Your military brothers and sisters are still ready to stand here beside you and help you with whatever you're dealing with.
Mayor John Dicker telling the crowd it's our responsibility to create the country for which so many soldiers gave their lives and the others wanted when they came home. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking each of the state's 72 county boards to take action to pressure the legislature and come up with a new method for funding and fixing roads.
And the message to the state legislature is, we know what the problems are, we know what the solutions are, let's just fix it. So part of that campaign is to encourage all 72 counties to pass a resolution calling on the state legislature to adopt new and sustainable funding streams for transportation.
That's the group's director of government affairs, Kyle Christensen. He thinks most of the state's county boards will at least debate the resolution this summer. Wisconsin hoping that the wasps can fight the spread of emerald ash borer by maybe stinging and killing the beetles, which are decimating the state's forests. DNR officials say the wasps are a little bit smaller than those you may see in your yard. There are 23 other states joining Wisconsin in turning to these insects to try and fight the spread of EAB. The annual Rochester Memorial Day Parade in western Racine County, led by a rider on a white horse, just like it was for the very first parade 150 years ago. This year's landmark drawing more than 1,000 people to the village. Hundreds crowded into tiny Pioneer Park for a ceremony afterward to honor those who died in service of their country. Featured was House Speaker Paul Ryan, who, among other things, said he thinks about those who, quote, do this for us, have done this for us.
These people who do this for us, who've done this for us, they were glad to give. They're happy to serve. You can see it in their pride. No other country produces people like this. That's what makes us so special. They remind us that character is not just something that we can necessarily understand. It's something that we have to aspire to.
The Janesville Republican adding that the older he gets, the more he thinks that people don't plan for greatness, it just comes to them. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will be holding a listening session tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Western Racine County Services Center building on North Main Street in Burlington. The public welcome to stop in, ask a question, or offer a comment about anything to do with county government. One issue that might crop up in the discussion, the county's plans to tear down that building by the end of next year, and what happens to the services offered there, including the senior center. Lots of Memorial Day events around Kenosha and Racine counties on Monday, one of them at the Green Ridge Cemetery on the southeast side of Kenosha, where Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barka mentioned 58 years since the Tomb of the Unknowns was created in Washington, and how there are families with loved ones whose status remains unknown.
But for those families that lost someone that they never even identified the remains, that they don't know today whether they're still missing in action or whether or not they're part of those remains, is just a very painful part of the sacrifices that families pay in this country every single year. And we have men and women that are so brave that are putting their lives on the line in defense of this country.
Veteran Service Officer Allie Nelson saying he still gets chills meeting World War II veterans who, without them, this country would have a different flag. Police in Milwaukee still seeking a pair of teenagers in connection with what's turned into a double fatality accident. An 8-year-old boy who was hurt in the crash died from injuries a day after the woman driving one vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. Their car had been struck at 39th and Hadley by an SUV that was reportedly stolen from a dealership recently in Racine County. And a Southwest Airlines flight that was heading to Denver made an unscheduled landing at Mitchell International Airport. Employees detected a strange odor on board the plane that was coming from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The captain decided to land so that mechanics could have a look. Nobody was hurt. A 43-year-old woman died at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center in Racine from injuries suffered when struck by a semi-truck around 3 this morning in the 18500 block of Durand Avenue in Union Grove while chasing after a dog. Flight for Life grounded by storms at the time. Reports indicate she had exited her pickup truck to go after the animal and was hit. State Patrol's accident reconstruction team brought in for the investigation. A news release indicating at this point it appears this is an unfortunate accident. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says a resident of Caledonia, Thomas McDonald, was hurt in a two-vehicle crash at 180th Avenue and Highway D in the town of Paris. McDonald, 63 years old, taken to Frederick Hospital for a possible head injury, however, later discharged. Reports indicate he failed to stop for a sign along eastbound 180th Avenue and hit a vehicle driven by a Union Grove man who was not hurt. A Milwaukee man seriously injured, though, after his motorcycle collided with a deer in Dodge County. This happening yesterday on Highway 41. In Racine, a motorcyclist not seriously hurt last night after crashing to avoid striking a child on a bicycle, that at 16th and Taylor. A woman hurt early this morning, misstepping on some pine cones and falling outside of a home on Spring Street in Racine. And the holiday weekend had a number of family and domestic calls. One in western Racine County in which a man reportedly fired a gun in the air. Another from western Kenosha County, that too resulting in a broadcast alert to local law enforcement. And the occupants of a town of Summers home were up early Monday morning, not due to the holiday, though. A fire somehow got started in the kitchen. That prompted a 911 call for help to the village fire department. They responded to the 5300 block of 45th Street. The fire was out in a fairly short amount of time, but the smoke had to be vented for the home to be declared inhabitable again. The incident report noting the family was sleeping in tents in the backyard at the time of the incident. Likely presidential nominee Donald Trump says he raised nearly $6 million at that veterans benefit that he held back in January.
I have been thanked by so many veterans groups throughout the United States. One gentleman called me up recently crying that out of the blue he got a check for $100,000.
Trump insisting to reporters all the money has been sent to the veterans groups across the U.S. He said the reporters ought to be ashamed of themselves for raising questions about how much was raised and where it all went. Speaking of money, the cash continues to pile up for the next Mega Millions lottery game drawing tonight. Hasn't been a grand prize winner since early March, and as a result, the jackpot has grown to an estimated $235 million. Cash option if you win, more than $153 million. Officials at the Milwaukee County Zoo say they prepare for emergencies like what happened at the Cincinnati Zoo with the unfortunate killing of a gorilla. It took control of a young child who had gotten into its enclosure. Zoo curator Alex Weyer saying that the training is for that kind of an emergency, a patron going into an exhibit, plus other potential scenarios. But he says their safety procedures were immediately reassessed right after the circumstances in Cincinnati unfolded. June 1st, the start of Dairy Month in Wisconsin, for which State Agriculture Secretary Ben Bransel says there are nearly 80,000 jobs connected.
Well, we have those people working on the farms involved in production agriculture. Then we have the processing community, and we have over 400 different processing plants in the state of Wisconsin. We have 15 butter plants. We have almost 140 cheese-making operations.
The overall economic impact of the dairy industry on the Badger State is estimated at nearly $45 billion a year. And today, the final day to submit an application for the Racine 4th Fest Parade without incurring a late fee, which is $100. The applications have to be postmarked by today. Nothing will be accepted after June 7th. This year's 4th Fest Parade in Racine to be held Monday, July the 4th, beginning at 9 in the morning. The theme this year is celebrating 80 years of the greatest parade on Earth. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.